98.5, and it is 9:01 a.m. Right now, very exciting day today. I'm sure for a lot of people, but there is one person in particular who should be very excited for the day ahead, because they have a brand new album out today. It's called The Big Sulk. I am delighted to have on the line with me right now the very talented, the very, very beloved Louisa Nicklin. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm stoked.
Yeah, you should be. You should be very stoked. It's release day for you. How are you feeling? Any different to that first album?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's hard to remember. It was quite a few years ago.
Fair.
Probably some similar feelings, you know, when you've put a bit of time and effort into something to finally kind of, it's like handing in an assignment maybe, you know, you just...
And is it strange because, you know, you work on these things for so long and then kind of once it's out, you can't do anything about it ever. What's done is done. Is that strange?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's always like, I guess that's when like maybe the perfectionist in people kind of holds them back from releasing things. But yeah, I guess I'm happy with how it sounds, so it's done. But I don't have any like sadness about that.
I guess you could say there are no big sulks about it.
No, there's no big sulks.
Ba-dum-tsh. Hey, I gotta say congratulations on it. It's incredible. It's really, really well done. Take me through the journey of this album. Where did it kind of start for you?
It would have started about 2 years ago. We were making demos. That would have been like beginning of 2022. So some of these songs have existed for quite a while, and then some of them were written maybe end of last year. So it's been quite a long process. And I would have asked Shane to be producer about middle of 2022 and thought that we were going to like record the album that year and release it at the beginning of like last year. But kind of these things take a bit of patience.
Yeah, right.
Something that Shane was really good for me is I can rush things a bit and just want to get on with it. And like, I didn't even have the songs, but I was like ready to release it, you know?
Wow, nice.
So he encouraged some patience, which is really good. So, yeah, we recorded in, like, March last year over in the Coromandel for a couple of weeks. And
oh, my God, that was so long ago.
Did a few more songs at the end of last year.
I can relate to you. Like, I'm not a patient person at all. The fact you recorded this March last year is insane. Well done for having discipline and self-control and all of that.
It definitely took some self-control.
Now tell me, how does it kind of work for you? Do you kind of plonk yourself down and lyrics come to you and then it's sort of the sound after that, or is it kind of the other way around? How does your creative process work?
It varies a bit, but I do find the instrumental aspect easier. Maybe it's just because something I've been doing for longer in my life.
Yeah, right.
Whereas,
right,
like, the lyrical singing, all that stuff is a bit, like, newer to me. Maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 years of doing that stuff rather than, like, 20 years.
Yeah, right.
So I usually write the instrumental aspect first and then, like, sometimes just, like, improvise lyrics and record myself and see what comes out, or might have like little bits written down that I try out. But yeah, it's not a super linear process. But yeah, usually just playing guitar and having a little noodle and a sing, and that's how these things come out.
Yeah, I kind of love that. Now, did you find there was kind of like overarching themes for this album? Like, was it a particular, does it reflect a particular stage in your life or anything like that?
I guess it does reflect a particular stage in my life because of just when the songs are written. But there isn't any major theme to the going through. I think, like, listening back, I can hear themes of, like, transition and uncertainty and things like that. But that wasn't intentional when I was writing it. It's kind of funny, you go and, like, listen to these songs that you might have written a year or two ago, and, like, it's like reading an old diary entry.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how many times have you listened back? Because that's one thing that's always quite interested me, is some musicians very comfortable with it, have no problem listening back to their own music. Others don't like it at all. Where do you sit on that?
I would have listened to these songs like countless times.
Wow.
But that's not always a good thing, because then they start to sound like nothing, because you're just like, they just sound like just noise. You kind of become disconnected from them.
But yeah,
I think when
right.
you release something, it kind of like gives it a new little life and you feel connected to it again.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what about live performances and that? Because musicians always say it's very different when you perform a song live.
Mm.
Do you have plans for any shows or tours coming up?
Yeah. I've got a tour happening in September.
Yay!
So I'll be down your way, I think, on the 7th of September at Space Academy.
Oh, fabulous. Now, what do you like as a live performer? Are you quite like random, or are you quite a regimented performer, or?
What do you mean by random?
Let's just say occasionally I get musicians on here and they're like, yeah, I just kind of go with the flow. I don't really know what order I'm playing things in. We'll see what the crowd likes.
Right. No,
very
I like
relaxed
to think about
a bit.
It. I like to plan it out. And, yeah. Same with like a track listing, you know, you're kind of like thinking of the journey of the song.
Yeah,
and,
totally. Oh, good on you.
Yeah, I think it's different, like, yeah, live versus listening, recorded and stuff. Like, I'll put it in different orders. But, yeah, I think live is a kind of a different experience. The songs have a bit of a different vibe to them, maybe. I'm not someone that, like, gets too caught up in being super true to the recording.
Yeah,
I like when things can exist and have, like, different flavours. You know, you're not just, like, otherwise you can just listen to the record.
Totally,
but if you want something a little bit different, then, like, come to the show and then you can, I don't know, experience it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Have you performed these songs, live much yet?
Some of them played live a little bit, like even a few years ago, like when they were you know, being sort of teased or whatever, like figuring them out. But yeah, kind of got our first live performance tomorrow. We're just doing a little like record store thing in Tamaki, and it'll be cool to like to play the tunes.
I love that. So, you're Tamaki based.
Mm.
Where's your favourite place to perform?
Oh, that feels like a trick question.
No tricks. Auckland, where's the best place to perform, do you think?
Oh, in Auckland.
Yeah, see, I'm just clarifying, not a trick question there.
Okay, I see. Well, Wine Cellar was always a favourite, but is no more.
Yeah.
That was definitely like where I played my first shows and things. But I'm going to be playing at Double Whammy, which is the new...
Yeah, have you been yet?
Like, yeah, I went to the opening. It's great. Really cool. Spacious and, yeah, it's sick. So I'm excited to play there. It'd be really cool. And I'm really excited to play at Space Academy. I've been there once for like a beer, and I'm excited to go and eat the pizza.
Pizza there's insanely good.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I would highly recommend having some.
Okay, I will.
Now, I was actually talking to another guest quite intently about this the other morning. Do you feed up pre-show or post-show?
Yeah, sometimes I can get a bit funny about pre-show. Depends on my mood.
Yeah,
but I don't
want
to eat too much and then be like really full and feel kind of sick when I play.
Yeah, that's always, like, that would be my anxiety too. Like, imagine if you, like, maybe, you know, got a bit too passionate on a note and your food just came back up or something. Embarrassing.
Yeah. I think either, like, pre-show but with quite a bit of time.
Right.
So I'll either have my pizza, like, a couple of hours before or I'll have my pizza after.
Yeah, I reckon as, like, a post, like, a reward, you know? I like that. I like that.
But you don't want to do it too hungry as well.
No,
you don't have
energy. True.
It's tricky. It's a balance.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to really enjoy Space Academy. It's a cool, cool venue. Now, I'm sitting here with all your audio files in front of me, and I'm just thinking, what song do we play at the end of this interview?
I reckon you could play The Highs. I reckon it's quite
the
good.
The Highs. Track number three, I believe.
Yes, it is track number three. I reckon it's moody, but it's kind of vaguely catchy, maybe.
Okay, interesting.
I don't really write vaguely very catchy,
catchy
things, but it's probably the closest to something catchy.
Oh, what a sell. Oh, it's vaguely catchy.
Yeah, but here's this one, vaguely catchy.
So what was the inspiration behind The Highs?
I guess it's, like, written a bit about, like, when you're sitting in a point in your life and you're, it almost sounds like contentment, but maybe it's almost like discontentment where you're, like, not particularly happy, not particularly sad. You're just kind of, like, lurking somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
can sound
right.
Like, I reckon that can sound like contentment, but I reckon it kind of is, but maybe it's contentment where you're a bit like, but maybe a little bit dissatisfied and you need something, you know, you want something out.
Yeah, totally. You're like, you're fine as it is. Like, you could go on as it is now and be fine, but, like, you're not stoked about it, you know?
Yeah, you're just kind of, you're all good.
You're all good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of about that. Just being kind of like all good.
Well, Louisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning. You should be so, so proud of this album. If people want to listen to it or any of your past music or generally just keep up to date with where you are and what you're doing and stuff, where can people do all that?
Any of your streaming services.
Nice.
You can follow me on Instagram. I don't know. Yeah. The vinyl is in quite a lot of record stores, so just go have a look. Your local one will probably have it. And yeah.
Well,
and then come to the show.
Yes, obviously. Where can people get tickets for that, by the way?
Just go to Under the Radar.
Cool. Great. Well, Louisa, thank you so, so much for joining me today. And congratulations, of course. You should be absolutely, absolutely stoked. Hey, have a great, great day.
Yeah, you too.
And that was the wonderful Louisa Nicklin talking about her new album out today. It's called The Big Sulk. And we're going to play a tune from it now. This is tune number three. It's called The Highs. Do enjoy.